what I wanted to do in the brief session today was to give you a little bit of an overview of the New Zealand avocado industry, and also to give you some insight into Avanza and what that is and how it intends to lay down a footprint in terms of avocados within the Indian market. And then I'd like to explore some of the opportunities and challenges that we have identified from our perspective for establishing the avocado category in India. And I think that probably a good way to start is actually give you some context to the production in New Zealand. I think this slide illustrates very clearly that New Zealand is an absolute minnow in terms of production, and I think that what we've got to recognise is that New Zealand is a very strong focus on export, and importantly for the category, in the last 4 years, it's grown by imports have grown by, globally by 60%, and continues to do so. And I think if we reflect on the Peruvian presentation earlier, you can see just how much global demand there is for avocado movement. And obviously Mexico, being the largest producer, actually produces the total volume of import movement globally on an annual basis, even though Mexico itself only exports around a third of that volume. So an overview of the New Zealand avocado industry, and I have the responsibility and the pleasure of representing growers at a governance level as a director of the New Zealand avocado industry, so I'll be able to share a little bit of an insight with you on the industry. In terms of the avocados in New Zealand, it's the third largest fruit sector, behind obviously kiwifruit and apples. Kiwifruit around $1.2 billion FOB turnover, apples around half at around $600 million, and then in the year that we've just finished, the final figure looks close to $115 million New Zealand dollars in terms of turnover. The final figures for the season we have just completed, around 5 million total trays, about 3.1 million trays exported. A standard tray in New Zealand is 5.5 kilos, so that's around 30,000 tonnes of fruit in the last export season. The industry has a history of a strong reliance on the Australian market, and it is a very good market for New Zealand, as we're currently the only country that has importation access to the Australian market. Relatively strong returns to New Zealand growers, but the influence of Western Australian production is starting to squeeze the window for New Zealand, and so part of our strategy going forward is to start building market opportunities throughout Asia. Our main category is Hass, and some of you will be aware that that's a pear-shaped pebbly skin, and maturity is indicated by a change in colour. Our export season starts in September and concludes in late February or March. This slide simply gives you an indication of some of the orchards and how they're laid out in New Zealand. Typically, the orchards are located on the coastal fringe, within 200 metres of the sea. They're planted typically 7x7, and then later on they are thinned at a year 6 or 7 to about half that number. We have a lot of orchards that are older trees, and the growers are really coming to terms now with how to manage those trees in terms of ongoing productivity. It's not unusual for growers to be using elevated working platforms or motorised picking frames at 8 to even 10 metres off the ground. So the costs in terms of harvest and the capacity to take the crop off will challenge industry going forward. So there is a lot of work going on around tree management, tree thinning. There's 1,600 growers in New Zealand. The slide here gives you an indication of where the production is. It's in the North Island of New Zealand, in the Bay of Plenty region, That dominates the production. For those of you familiar with kiwifruit, that's a similar region to kiwifruit production. And avocados then grow north, up in the mid-north, and then right at the tip of the North Island of New Zealand. Some of the smaller, there is a sprinkling of orchards further south, but a relatively low percentage. Our post-harvest capacity is generally linked to the kiwifruit industry. The season allows us to utilise that capability and cool chain, and we can do it very efficiently. The post-harvest capacity will not challenge the industry at all, and the technology investment is largely funded through kiwifruit, and avocados are seen in that sense as being complementary to kiwifruit post-harvest services. There are about 14 packhouses actively registered in packing avocados in New Zealand, and currently 11 registered exporters. However, one entity is responsible for a bit over 80% of that total volume. What I wanted to simply illustrate with this is just the significant reliance on the Australian market historically, and in recent years, the move towards developing the Asian sector, Japan, Singapore, Korea, Malaysia, Thailand, and our focus now on India and then into China as we receive access. The industry organisation, all growers are members of the New Zealand Avocados Growers Association, and that organisation is charged with the responsibility of promoting the consumption and sale of avocados and laying down a platform for ongoing research and development within the industry. The Avocado Industry Council is a wholly owned subsidiary of that Growers Association, and that's charged with the contractual work responsible for developing an export industry, so managing those relationships and the systems and the processes to give the industry capability to export. The New Zealand avocado growers choose to operate through the Horticultural Export Authority in New Zealand, and the reason I put that in there is perhaps to, you'll see, I'll illustrate here, is that for those of you who are familiar with New Zealand products in India, the three that are recognised here now are in avocados. You've got the single desk approach, which is a Zespri model, where they have a government legislation that underpins that grower organisation as the only exporter globally. And then on the other side, you have a totally free market approach, which is the Apple example out of New Zealand, many exporters, and the industry is not as regulated as, say, the single desk model, and growers are free to choose their commercial partners as they see fit. And avocados sit in the middle, and the HEA legislation gives us the opportunity to put some rules and regulations and processes and disciplines in place, and it empowers the organisation to make sure that growers, post-harvest operators and exporters adhere to those, and that gives us the efficiencies and the platform which to export globally. The HEA, as I said, is the structure. The funding of the industry is through a commodity levy, so growers pay a levy per tray exported or per tray sold on the domestic market. And that money is used to fund the development of the industry systems, including maturity, food safety, and regulatory requirements, and the relationships that go with that across the industry, and particularly the governance model, which is one of shared responsibility between growers post-harvest and the commercial exporters. The HEA, as I said, allows us to develop the quality standards, the food safety standards, and the traceability that delivers that assurance that the product that we move globally is safe and is of a premium fruit. So it works very well for us. It also allows us to lobby government around free trade agreements and market access and those types of things. We do have good control right through the supply chain, and growers are actually required, as are packers and exporters, to register with the industry annually, and that they're then obligated to follow the industry framework. It does work well, and there is increasing levels of consultation throughout that value chain in terms of defining what the industry needs to do and how it develops. And then the industry organisation gets involved in the research and the analysis of specific markets and assists the commercial partners in the prioritisation of promotional activity. So a little bit about Avanza in terms of a collaborative model. Avanza is a organisation that represents three commercial licensed exporters who choose to work together. It was formed about 10 years ago, initially to assist us in adding value in Japan and the US. And in more recent times, we've made the decision that we will utilise this organisation in all markets other than Australia. Last year, the volume represented by the Avanza organisation was in excess of 90% of the total volume exported. Two of the companies, my own company, Southern Produce, and another, Premore, we also work together in the Australian market as well. So there's a lot of cross-industry collaboration. And then of the remaining exporters, there is a lot of linkage and sharing of information to allow us to flow fruit appropriately into each of the markets. So in terms of India at the moment, the three companies choose to come to India as one entity, one brand, one organisation, one footprint into India. There's quite a number of reasons why we see that the Avanza model adds value, but with Australia being such a dominant market and one that traditionally provides very good returns, it is difficult to develop new markets when you are returning less money, and growers often vote with their feet, and those of you that procure fruit for sale will understand this. So working together to supply and invest in new market development, making sure that we can flow fruit volumes in years when fruit flow is less, we can continue to make that commitment to markets once we start to develop the commercial relationships. And I think that these moves are supported by growers who understand the value in commercial companies sharing information and not tripping over themselves in each of the markets and losing value. So a little bit about Avanza and its journey, its very early experiences in India. In this region, India is the largest of New Zealand's trading partners. Free trade negotiations have commenced between the respective authorities, and that work continues. At the moment, avocados coming to India are captured by a duty of, I think, 36.5%. But New Zealand avocados gained access to the Indian market early last year. New Zealand hosted a delegation from India to look at our industry systems and processes. They got confidence in what we were doing, and shortly thereafter, official access was granted. Working through our New Zealand Trade and Enterprise capability, the industry came to India and had a look to understand the market, the opportunities, the constraints, and meet people and start to develop the relationships. And that has resulted in Avanza doing some trial shipments during the last export season. That information is being analysed now, and we're talking with prospective distributors about how we commence a full program from this September. We got some very favourable feedback on New Zealand avocados. Its distinct flavour, it's a very nuggety, rich, creamy texture was seen as being very favourable by those who had the product. Its size and uniformity were acknowledged, and for us that's quite encouraging because it allows us to continue to explore how we might position New Zealand avocados here at a niche level, because they are a relatively expensive product and we'll have to invest considerably in developing a strategy to get demand, to build demand. And I think that one of the things that we picked up was that particularly with chefs and discussions with nutritionists, there's a lot of interest in premium avocados, and there's an emerging awareness of the health benefits of an avocado. So there's a lot for us to take stock of, and there's certainly sufficient information on which we can develop strategies to go forward. Excuse me. I think avocados do complement New Zealand's other high-value products to this market, particularly the zestberry kiwi fruit and our New Zealand apples. The emergence of the Indian middle class and the projections of the growth in your economy and your disposable income are significant. And for us, we don't believe or need to have a broad brush approach to the Indian market. We need to position ourselves at that niche level, at the high value end, and that's clearly where we intend to go. And I think that those your consumers, people in India, our perspective consumers, are very well aware of the need for premium, safe, healthy food. And I think avocado fits that situation very well. Our trial shipments were by air, and that did mean quite a bit of extra cost, but there are opportunities going forward. So the opportunities, I think we need to step back a little bit and consider how we Indianise some of our traditional approach to the avocado supply chain and ripening and distribution, and that's something that we're looking at. Avocados do need to be handled carefully and in a timely fashion, and the handling and the education throughout the supply chain is important. But we've had a lot of experience in that, and our belief is that we'll point distributors for the product, but then we step in and work with them through to retail and get involved in the education of the supply, those in the supply chain, and through to retail. We don't simply ship the fruit and walk away. It's not the way we operate in New Zealand. So it's one of the other things, the opportunities, I think, is the need to identify how we might add some value to the development of a vibrant commercial hash space industry in India, because we also recognise that while we want to have an input, a footprint in India going forward, we will only be successful if we're able to develop a domestic avocado industry that allows 12 months supply. So that is something that is very much in our thinking, and we're very keen to continue those discussions about how we might collaborate with party or parties in India to achieve some of those desires. And the free trade agreement negotiations obviously provide us with significant opportunity around investment or price positioning in this market. Your Indian population, unfortunately, has a very high level of type 2 diabetes and a disposition towards heart disease. And I think some of the research that has come out of the Hass Avocado Board work in the US and other places is showing some very good correlation to weight loss and mitigation strategies by using avocados to curb the need to eat between meals and the cholesterol approach with actually getting rid of the LDL and raising the more healthy cholesterol within the body. So there's a lot of messages there that we can work with in terms of developing a strategy based on positioning avocados within this market and educating the awareness of the benefit to health. Some of the challenges, as I indicated, is managing the supply chain, the need to be disciplined and move fruit through with commitment, and this the way that your fruit is currently retailed, clearly our focus has to also be on street vendors as well as traditional and emerging retail and the hospitality trade. And, you know, as I say, building 12-month supply strategy so that there is enough premium fruit to go right through the year. The duty does position, I mean, the fruit is positioned slightly higher, considerably higher than domestic avocados and high in the context of other imported product. But I believe that there are some... What I wanted to do...